Thank you for joining us today. This is Let's Talk in English. My name is Katie, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show.
And I'm Nathan. Today is Saturday, so that means it's time for us to review our lessons from this week.
And what a great week this was! Rob missed Taipei, and he would like to plan a visit there. That would be so much fun for him.
Do you remember what Christmas treat Megan brought to the office? It was really delicious. We couldn't stop eating them.
Oh, I remember that, Nathan. You really enjoyed those treats. Finally, do you remember what Susie made? She made something really cool, and you can try to remember the answers to these questions while we review the conversations. Pay attention to them right now.
Good morning, Rob.
Hi, Rob. What are you doing?
Hi, Susie. Hi, Carol. I'm looking at some pictures of hot springs.
Why are you looking at pictures of hot springs?
I miss Taipei. And Taipei has a lot of hot springs.
Maybe you can visit soon. You still have some vacation days.
Maybe you can plan a trip.
That's a great idea. I can plan a hot spring tour.
That sounds really fun. What a great winter trip.
What is so great about hot springs? They sound boring.
They aren't boring. They're relaxing. Hot water feels great on a cold winter day.
So, you can go into the hot springs?
Some of them. Hot springs are natural. Some springs can even be cold.
Ooh, that doesn't feel great on a cold day.
Right. But you can't go into all hot springs.
Why not?
Some are too hot. Hot springs can reach 200 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow, that is really hot.
It's so cold outside.
I know. We're inside the office and I'm still cold. I can't believe it.
I can go home soon. I'm so glad.
Why?
I can sit in my hot tub.
You have a hot tub?
Well, my apartment building does.
That sounds really nice. I want a hot tub.
You should come over and try mine.
Hi, Rob. What are you doing after work?
I'm going home. Why do you ask?
Jim is coming over. He wants to try the hot tub at my apartment building.
That sounds like fun. Will it just be three of us?
I can ask the girls. Maybe Susie or Megan can come too.
We can make it a party.
Carol, would you ever plan a trip to a hot spring?
I don't know, Susie. I might not enjoy it.
Oh, really? Why not?
Many people like the hot springs. It can get crowded.
Maybe you can go on a weekday.
That's true. But I enjoy taking nice, relaxing baths at home.
That sounds good, too. Hi, Megan. Something smells really good in here.
You're smelling my Christmas cookies. Have one.
Thank you. taste good.
Thank you. I just made them this morning.
These are sweet and spicy cookies. Why are they spicy?
I put ginger in them. Ginger is a nice Christmas flavor.
Hey! Look, Mark. There are Christmas cookies here. Megan made those. I love Christmas cookies. I love all Christmas treats.
Does your wife bake Christmas treats?
Yes, she bakes a lot of things. I always gain a few pounds at Christmas.
Me too. There are so many delicious holiday foods.
These are really good cookies.
This is my third one. Are cookies your favorite Christmas treat?
No. I like cookies, but I really like candy canes. Those are my favorite.
I like candy canes too, but my favorite Christmas treat is pie.
Really? What kind?
All kinds. I just really like pie.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about delicious Christmas treats. Our guest today is Bertina Baker. Bertina bakes delicious treats that everyone enjoys.
That's right. And Christmas is a very busy time at the bakery.
Everybody loves fresh baked Christmas treats, but not everybody is good at baking.
Many people are too busy to bake or cook. They just want to buy a treat instead.
I love Christmas desserts.
Our most popular Christmas dessert is fruitcake.
That's a very traditional Christmas dessert.
Yes, it is. People buy fruitcakes and give them as gifts.
What does fruitcake taste like?
Fruitcakes are very sweet. There are nuts and pieces of fruit inside.
And a fruitcake lasts a long time.
It can, but you must keep it in the refrigerator.
You also sell pies and other kinds of cake at your bakery.
That's right. We get a lot of orders for pies.
What is your favorite Christmas treat?
I like chocolate-covered cherries. They're sweet and a little sour, too.
That sounds delicious and expensive.
They are too expensive to eat often. I only eat them once a year.
Wow, Susie, that bird feeder looks really cool.
Thanks, Mark. I really like it too. I made it this weekend.
Was it hard to make?
No, but it wasn't easy either. The instructions were a little hard to understand.
Why did you make it?
There are a lot of birds in my neighborhood. They need to eat.
What do birds like to eat? Do they eat seeds?
They like to eat many types of food. Birds eat not only seeds, but also corn and fruit.
Really? I didn't know that.
Birds are like people. They like to eat different things, too.
That makes sense. No one wants to eat the same thing every day.
Where will you put the bird feeder?
I can hang it from a tree outside. Then the birds can enjoy the food.
You can enjoy the view, too.
That's right. I like watching the birds. They are so pretty and colorful.
Fine. I want to make a bird feeder now. Can you help me?
Sure. We can work on it together.
Okay, everyone. You've seen the conversations again, and now it's time for some review.
I think today I will ask the first question. Katie, here it is. What is Rob's favorite thing in Taipei?
Oh, easy question, Nathan. His favorite thing about Taipei is all the night markets. Next question, please.
Nope, that's not the right answer, Katie. Try again.
Does he like the mountains you can hike in? Or, oh, the beaches?
Sorry, that's not right either, Katie. Are you sure you aren't telling everyone your favorite places in Taipei?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe I am. Okay, Rob's favorite place in Taipei is the hot springs, right?
That's right. Rob loves visiting the hot springs. He doesn't think they're boring at all. They're relaxing.
I think so, too. But now, I'll ask a question. Do you remember that Susie made a bird feeder this week, everyone?
Oh, I remember that. And it was hard to make. She said the instructions were hard to understand.
That's right, Nathan. So here's my question. What things do birds eat?
Well, there were a few things. I know birds eat seeds. That's easy.
That's good. But they eat some other things, too.
Right. But what were they? Let me see. Birds eat not only seeds, but also corn and fruit.
Good job, Nathan. Birds eat a few different things, just like humans.
And that makes sense. Let's take a short break now, everyone. We need to take a rest so that we can remember more things. But don't go away. We'll be right back.
Nathan, look what I have. We have more of Megan's sweet and spicy cookies. Do you want one?
Another one? Katie, I've already had three today.
Well, okay. So, everyone, for the rest
of the... All right, I'll have one. Okay, everyone, let's take a look at this week's features again.
Welcome to Let's Play! Harry Lip is my name, and it's time for a game. Let's see who's playing with us today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry.
I'm Benita.
And I'm Joe.
And, of course...
Smiley Joe.
Yes, yes, you are. Well, let's get started with a game called What's That Word? You all know how to play.
You talk about a key word...
And we guess what it is.
That's right. And you can see some of your keyword choices right here on the screen. Now, this word is something that you can feel in a way. Yes, Benita.
Is it party?
Why party?
Because I feel great when I'm at a party.
Well, you know, I do too. But I think you need another clue. Here is clue number two. It is something that you can take.
That's easy.
Smiley Joe.
Pictures. I love to take pictures.
Right. Of course. Yes, you can take a picture. I did not even think about that. But no, this is something else that you can take.
I know. It's natural.
What?
I like taking walks in nature, so I like natural places. And I smell natural.
Yes, Larry, you do smell natural. Do you ever take a shower?
You mean, like, a bath?
Yes, that's it, bath. That's the answer. You can feel the water when you take a bath. Larry, you win.
Really? But I don't take baths or showers. I have never had a bath before.
And then you are the perfect winner for today's prize, which is a bar of soap. Now, use that when you take a bath, and we'll see you all next time right here on
Let's Play!
Let the joy bells ring. It's a season that brings joy. Come and celebrate. We anticipate the birth of a special boy.
Sing it out, Christmas time is here. Christmas time is here. Sing it out, Christmas time is here. Let the whole world shout.
Christmas brings a message strong and true of a gift from above that came down in love and can give you life anew.
Hi, my name is Lewis, and I love to work with dough. What can I make with dough? I can make cookies. I can make bread and many other delicious things. I make all kinds of cakes, too. I start my work in a kitchen very early
in the morning.
Excuse me. I mix flour, water, salt, sugar, and other things to make dough. Then I push and pull the dough to make it soft. When the dough is ready, I put it in a pan and I put it in the oven. The oven bakes it. Today, I am making bread. Can you smell it? I love the smell of fresh bread in the morning. Do you? All the mixing and baking is done here in the bakery. That is the place where I work. Ah, did you hear that? My bread must be done. Oh. There, look at that. The bread is done baking, but it is too hot to eat right now. Too bad. So, now I need to make more dough. Here we go again. I am a baker, and this is my job.
Harvey, are you going to be okay?
Well, I don't know, Sandy. That movie was really scary.
Well, Harvey, I didn't think that the movie Running Penguins would be so scary for you.
Well, it was, Sandy. That movie was really scary. I cried in that movie.
Yeah, I noticed.
I not only crying.
I not only cried, but also screamed and hid.
I not only cried, but also screamed and
kid.
Very good. Never fear, it is I, Super Sentence Man. You just used today's super sentence.
I did?
Yes, you did. Come over here, young man. The sentence is not only something, but also something else. Does anyone want to try it?
I've got one. When I go to the movies, I get not only popcorn, but also candy and a drink.
When I go to the movies, I get not only popcorn, but also candy and a drink. Good job.
I like popcorn, but my tears make it too salty.
Oh, good. Well, that is just too bad, Harvey. Maybe you should not watch such scary movies.
Yeah, you are right, Super Sentence Man.
Of course I'm right, young man. Well, let's all say this together now. A super sentence every day will make your English great. Now I must go. There is a movie I'm going to see.
Wow. Super Sentence Man is so cool. I wish I were brave like him.
Hey! I'm so sorry. Could I use those tissues? I am about to go see the movie Frozen.
Boo. That's all the time we have for today, everyone. Did you enjoy this review show?
I know I did. I got to answer some questions, and I got to eat some more of Megan's cookies. They are so delicious.
And those are just one kind of Christmas treat, but there are a lot of Christmas treats. We also talked about that this week.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Christmas treat? Maybe you can try some sometime.
Christmas treats really are the best, and you are some of the best students. So thank you for joining us for our review lesson today.
But don't worry. On Monday, we will be back with a new show. So make sure you come back and learn more then. We always have more to talk about on Let's Talk in English, and I think you will have some fun too. See you next time here on
Let's Talk in English.
Bye-bye. Let's Talk.